Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's been a long time, but it's good to see you. My Russian is as bad as it ever was, but your Ukrainian brothers and sisters send you greetings. I just came from there last week, and I want to open up Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you'd open our eyes to your truth. I pray you'd speak to our hearts and touch us personally where you need to speak to us. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen.
I want to point out something to you, and this is a verse that used to come to my mind often when I was here, and that is the word beseech, or I beg. There are not many adult men that will beg. If you think of Jairus and him coming to Jesus, he begged for his daughter to be healed by Jesus. That was a time when a grown man begged. Think of the parents of the demoniac child, how they begged that their child might be delivered. And here we have Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles, urging us or begging us. And notice he says, brethren. This is to believers. This is something that Paul is calling us believers to do. It's not to unbelievers, but to believers. And sometimes you make the mistake and think that this is for unbelievers, but it's only for believers. He begs them by the mercies of God that we don't deserve this, that we present our bodies. And in the Old Testament, they would present a sacrifice to be killed. But this is not the case. We're to present our bodies alive, living. And I want to share with you, in the previous chapter, in verse 29, it says, for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. That each of us as a Christian is given at least one spiritual gift, and we have a calling in our life. And maybe you're not quite sure what that is. Or maybe you think that hasn't happened in my life yet. Or maybe there's something. Well, God knows. And what he calls us to do through Paul is to present ourselves. And it's a living sacrifice and it's holy. You may say to yourself, I don't feel holy. Or you may say, I've not yet grown as a Christian where I've attained to what I think I need to be used by God. But he says that this thing that you can do is holy. And it's acceptable to him. And it's your reasonable service. It's a reasonable thing to do. It's a spiritual thing to do. And I share this with you because I was shared this verse, or someone shared this verse with me, a Bible teacher, and he said that the tense is at a point in your life and continually. Sometime in your life as a Christian, if you're like me, you came to Christ by faith and you were told to live your Christian life by faith, but oftentimes we try and live by works and we just fail and we just cry out to God, God help me. And we say, I can't live the Christian life, but we're not to live it in our own strength. We're to live by faith also, and we're to present ourselves. This reminds me of Samuel in the temple when God spoke to him and he said, Hineni in the Hebrew, or here am I. And we're just to say, here am I. And why are we called to do this? Because God wants to use you. He wants to use you as a living sacrifice. And there's a reason why, I think, and it's in verse 2. Let's read together. And be not conformed to this world. You know, this world does try to tell us things. I met a lot of young Ukrainians, and they wanted to be like Americans. And I thought, No. And I used to know some young Ukrainians and Russians 20 years ago, and they wanted to be like Americans. And I said, no, we need to be like Christ. And the world wants to conform us. And even our own family, sometime, our family can have something of the world to conform us. My babushka, my grandmother, would say, the nail that sticks up gets hammered down. Did you ever hear one like that? So when you're a child and you hear that, the nail that sticks up gets hammered down, it kind of tends to make you think, oh, I don't want to stand out. But what God is calling us is not to go along with the world, to not be conformed by it, but to follow Christ. And oftentimes to follow Christ is to go against the very way of the world. And in case you thought that if I do this, if I present my body to the Lord, that things will be great, things will be perfect now, he calls us to not just present our body, but our whole lives, our thinking, our heart, even our automobile. And Nikolai and I have a long history with my automobiles. I even tried to come here 3 weeks ago, and my automobile failed me. And Nikolai has experience with this when I tried to drive him from Sacramento to LA, and my car failed. And oftentimes in life, what we're doing for the Lord may seem like a failure, or things aren't working, they're not going perfectly, but God has a perfect plan for you. And I share this because in verse 29 of the previous chapter, it says, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. The Lord has a gifting for you, a calling for you, and a ministry for you. Your ministry this year may be just giving of yourself to your family, maybe some ill mother or father. It may be reaching out to your neighborhood. Your ministry may be your work. But wherever you are, he's calling you to be his completely there and then. And I think the thing that's important to realize is that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Sometimes there are things that we've believed or thought that we thought were of God for a very long time, and the Lord had to show us, no, that's not my mind. And we need to even surrender the things that we think we know are best. Sometimes my best isn't God's best. And if you know what I mean, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end are the ways of death. Or a man's plans, he makes his own plans, but God has a plan for him. And I want to encourage you that in doing this, the scriptures say that if we will allow him to transform and renew our mind, that we'll prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Really what the Lord's calling us to. And when I spoke to the Ukrainians in Makachevo on the street, I told them, God's not calling you to be religious or to do good works to earn his approval. He's not even calling you to be an American, but he's calling you to a personal relationship with him. And I think I told you guys, I really felt led to go to Russia a long time ago, and you guys were right behind me in support. But it's been about 20 years, and I finally got an invitation to go to Ukraine. And the Lord provided the money to go, and I was able to go. And it was a real blessing, and I never thought that would have happened. But in the Lord's time, in the Lord's way, he has a plan for you. And so what I would encourage you in is, if you would know that perfect will of God, just give yourself completely to the Lord and let him direct your thinking. Let him direct your heart and thoughts. And this is the reasonable thing that we're called to do. And that thing isn't necessarily to go on some mission trip, to go far away. It may be to minister in the mechanic shop that you work in. And when all the other men are cussing, you don't join them in that. Or they're laughing at something crude, you don't laugh along with that. And you're going against that stream of the world. And when people see that, they'll realize you're different. And you don't have to be strong or powerful. We just need to be transformed. Because the Bible says that when we're weak, we're strong. And the Bible says that the gospel is the power of God. And I saw the most encouraging thing in Ukraine when I just shared with young men, even young men that are in the army, and I said, you can have a personal relationship with Christ. And they chose that. They said yes to Jesus. And it was so encouraging to me because I'm not going through what they're going through. I had a young man share with me the horrors of the war, and he said, everyone else, their lives are so easy, but my life is so hard right now. And I said, in this world, we will have struggles, but Christ said he'll be with us. So I hope in this word today, it encourages you that the Lord is really calling us, if we haven't done it, to present ourselves to him. And he has plans for you that may be beyond what you think, but that's okay. His plans, they may be hard, but they're the best thing for us. Dear Lord, thank you for your word. I pray that you'd guide us now. Thank you for this church. Thank you for Nikolai and the brothers and sisters. And I pray that you'd take your word and work in our hearts to your will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.